legislation that would help dairy farmers with year-round labor needs being supported by the dairy industry. Joining us with an update, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, tell us about this legislation that would help with farm labor.
Well, at this point, we are optimistic that the House of Representatives is going to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. This is legislation that would give dairy farmers the ability to use the H-2A visa program, which right now that program is for seasonal guest workers and it doesn't apply to those in dairy who have year-round labor needs. This is legislation that we supported when it passed the House of Representatives in December 2019. Now, the bill was just introduced earlier this year, and it does look like the House is going to pass it, so we're certainly supportive of that. The question now is what will happen when it gets to the Senate, but at this point, we're focused on getting a strong bipartisan vote in support of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in the House, hopefully this week, and then we'll look at what happens next with the Senate.
The issue being discussed by lawmakers as another big issue is going on immigration-wise, and that's the buildup at the border with these migrants from Central America.
Well, that is another illustration of why this is such a difficult nut to crack in terms of the overall issue. President Biden, shortly after he got into the White House, proposed a very comprehensive immigration reform bill. At this point, that does not look like it has a lot of momentum behind it. So legislators in Congress are looking at taking more piecemeal steps bill. The farm workforce component is one part of it. Another piece of legislation the House is likely to pass sometime here before we get too far into the spring is legislation that would deal with the legal status of the Dreamers, those covered under the DACA program, where if you came into this country illegally when you were a young person, a child, you could still then have legal status as a result of the bill that the House is likely to pass here in the coming weeks. So those are two pieces of the overall immigration puzzle. Whether they can actually try to pass something more comprehensive remains to be seen. And what we're focused on, obviously, though, is what will benefit agriculture the most. Certainly, there's an ongoing mismatch between the available supply of foreign-born guest workers and the demand for farm labor. That's been an issue, Bill, you and I have talked about many times over the past decade. So we're now in the position of actually achieving a big victory on this. We need to have a strong vote for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in the House, and then it will move to the Senate. And hopefully, if we get a strong bipartisan outpouring in the House, the Senate will follow suit. Now, we're aware that some senators may want to deal with other aspects of the immigration issue, or they may not want to deal with immigration at all, depending on what happens with the Biden administration and border enforcement issues. So we're going to focus on what's possible right now, which is getting this farm labor bill through the House, and then hopefully we can encourage the Senate to follow suit.
We'll just have to wait and see how the new Congress deals with immigration. Another big issue out there is infrastructure and how that affects the dairy industry.
It's another opportunity to help stimulate the economy where they will spend a significant amount of money, sort of a multi-generational effort to improve the roads and the bridges and the pipelines that have to do with our nation's infrastructure. That will be important to agriculture, not only from a shipping standpoint, but we also hope that they will devote more money to broadband and improving the access to rural broadband, which is so important in farm country, Bill. So that is something that we hope will be coming down the pike after or in addition to dealing with the immigration question.
We appreciate the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.